Good afternoon. This is Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center with your 1 p.m. Central Daylight Time update on Hurricane Nate. You can see the eye of Hurricane Nate now in radar imagery. The center is located about 105 miles to the south of the mouth of the Mississippi River. Nate's center is racing towards the northern Gulf Coast, moving north-northwest at about 25 miles per hour. Maximum sustained winds are at 90 miles an hour, and we are expecting Nate to be near Category 2 strength when it makes landfall along the northern Gulf Coast later this evening or tonight. If you look at our track forecast, we're expecting the center of Nate to move very close to extreme southeastern Louisiana this evening and then move inland, making landfall likely in the Mississippi or Alabama Gulf Coast overnight tonight, and then move quickly inland across the southeastern United States, reaching the Tennessee Valley by Sunday evening and then moving into the central Appalachians by Monday morning. We're very concerned about storm surge with Nate. We have a storm surge warning in effect from Morgan City, Louisiana, all the way to the Okaloosa-Walton County border in the Florida Panhandle. And we're expecting the highest storm surge in this area from the mouth of the Mississippi River over to the Mississippi-Alabama border, where we could see 7 to 11 feet of storm surge inundation. That's inundation above ground levels. Life-threatening storm surge is possible in areas like Gulfport, Mississippi, Biloxi, the east bank of the Mississippi River in southeastern Louisiana. In Mobile Bay, we're expecting 6 to 9 feet of inundation storm surge inundation above ground level. So again, life-threatening storm surge flooding for anyone who's living in this this dark purple area. In addition, we have a hurricane warning in effect from Grand Isle, Louisiana, over to the Florida-Alabama border. Everybody in this red area, including metropolitan New Orleans, needs to be prepared for hurricane conditions that occurring in the next 6 to 12 hours with the core of Nate moving on shore. In addition, because of Nate's fast forward motion, we're expecting a widespread inland wind event with tropical storm conditions extending inland across much of southeastern Mississippi, most of Alabama, and into northwest Georgia. These dark blue areas are under a tropical storm warning, including places like Birmingham, Alabama, places in northwest Georgia. The Atlanta metro area is under a tropical storm watch. So we could see widespread areas seeing trees, tree damage, power lines down, winds increasing over this area. In addition, we're expecting 3 to 6 inches of rain in the central Gulf Coast all the way up into the southern Appalachians, isolated amounts as high as 10 inches. We could see isolated tornadoes across portions of the northern Gulf Coast as we go into tonight and Sunday as well. So again, a dangerous night coming up along portions of the central Gulf Coast from storm surge, especially also hurricane force winds. Please stay tuned for further updates on Nate. I'm Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center.